picked up in Atlanta, certainly not in Huntsville. It's either a taxi or home folks, one of the two.
Do they have public transportation in Huntsville?
Yes, they have a bus that runs like from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and that's
it. Like a bus, one
a bus. Bus. Well, it really actually is. They have several, I'm sure, but there's one that runs by my house.
Okay, let's get back to the cars a little bit. Where is the speedometer on the car? What do you call that?
Dashboard.
Say it again, I was talking.
Dashboard.
Okay. What about the little place over on the right-hand side where you might put things?
That's the glove compartment.
Did you ever hear that called anything else?
Yes, what have I heard that called? People say it all the time. The pocket of the car.
Mm. You ever use that or you just hear it?
No, I think I used to use it, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. What do you call something that goes around things, that stretches, that holds them together? A little piece of...
net?
No.
Something
much more pedestrian than that.
Who would use it?
You want to put something around several maps to hold them together.
String?
It stretches, a little stretchy thing.
Rubber band.
Good. Okay, how about
that?
You have several sheets of paper to put together, and you don't want to staple them. What might you put on the edge to hold them together?
A paper clip. Not a gem clip, a paper clip.
Why not a gem clip?
I don't know. I just never used that term. It's paper clip.
You must have heard it since you just...
Oh, I have. I heard it a lot, but... Mm-hmm. It's just like interesting. I've heard that a lot too, but I still say interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know why.
Where do you keep the spare tire of a car?
In the trunk.
Did you ever hear the trunk called anything else?
Have I heard it called anything else? No.
All right.
Sure, I have heard some of these, and they're just not coming to my mind.
What about the thing that you step on to make the car go forward?
Accelerator. Gas pedal.
All right.
Heard that.
You use both?
I use accelerator, but I've heard the gas pedal.
If you don't have automatic transmission in your car, what do you call the thing that you shift?
Straight shift, stick shift. I think I would say stick shift. If it's in the floor, I'd say stick shift, and if it's on the in the steering wheel, I'd say straight shift. Mm-hmm. That's strange. Okay. I don't know why, but that's what I would say.
Do you have a name for a little hump in the street that's designed to slow you down, as in an apartment complex?
Speed breaker.
Right.
And I hate them.
I think everybody hates them. Do you have names for different types of vehicles used by the fire department?
I call them fire trucks, or the fire chief's car, and fire engines.
Is there a difference between a fire engine and a fire truck?
No. No, as a matter of fact, no, I don't know. I think I really grew up saying fire truck and read about the fire engines.
Mm.
You know, fire engine was in books, but when one passed, there goes a fire truck.
Do you have names for any different types of fire trucks?
No.
One that pumps water, would it have a name?
No, not with me.
One that has a ladder, would it have a name?
No, they're all fire trucks.
Okay.
No specifics there at all.
Are you familiar with those trucks that some fire departments have that have an aerial hose, boom, and bucket?
An aerial? Is that what you're saying? Yes. I mean, I've seen them.
Do you have a name for them?
No. Okay. None whatsoever.
If somebody had a heart attack, what kind of a small truck might the fire department send? If it's the fire department...
Rescue squad. Coronary care unit.
What?
The coronary care unit, or cardiac. Cardiacs, what we would...
Okay. What would you call the vehicle that policemen ride around in?
Police car.
Any other names?
No, I don't have any other names for a police car.
Do you have a name for a larger vehicle that they might put people into the back of?